Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. We are back. Happy, happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. Y'all know what to do. Go ahead. Share the podcast right now. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep it to your damn self. And make sure, if you're following us on Apple, make sure you rate us a 5. Rate us a 5. Stop playing. You know the show is good. We love the comments. We love the feedback. Keep it coming. All that good stuff. Darren is out this week, so you will not hear his amazing voice this week, but he will be back with us on next week. The fellas are here, and so it's a tic-tac. It's a semi-tic-tac-toe box this time for me. So on the bottom left corner, we have Fernando.
Oh, do you have me now? Do you really, really have me? How are you guys doing?
Oh, I have you all right. I got you. I'm holding you up. I'm holding you up. I'm holding you up. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna let you fall. I ain't gonna let you fall.
Please
don't. Fucking with a Hemingway quick.
Yes. And then in this other corner, you know, I looked up and the screen came on and I saw a thug. And I was like, oh, Lord, we got a thug on the show. Did we got a guest tonight? But y'all have seen him. Y'all know what. Y'all know the fellas are very handsome men. And that just, ooh, Armand is just giving us thug this evening, honey. He's giving us thug tea.
Hello, everyone. I didn't know thugs wore Montclair hats, but there we are.
Oh, wait, he called it a name. He's a bougie thug.
Yeah, we do it for the girls. We do it for the world.
He's a bougie thug. And you know, up in that corner right next to me, who always holding me up and is always in my corner, y'all know, he's married, so I told you niggas to stay out his damn inbox. He is married. He has a husband, the one and only Lamont.
I got a baby daddy.
Oh, you got a baby daddy?
I got a baby daddy. Evening, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to share us.
That's just my baby.
Sharing is sharing.
That's just my baby daddy.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Speaking of baby daddy, I don't know. That new Brandy song is still, I don't know.
No.
Does Brandy have a new song out?
No. Wow. And yeah. It's called, yeah, Baby Mama. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oops. Guess I'm going to have to go listen to that.
I need people to stop changing their style, but, and never mind. Go ahead.
I know.
Was it that bad?
Yes.
Listen to it for yourself. That's all I got to say.
Like she, her vocals are way too good to be doing that pop, locking, and drop stuff. Like,
right.
Like, no. You don't, like, you that kind of chick that don't have to do that. You are your own groove. You are your own genre in a way. Like, R&B is like literally up on your face.
Oh, hated it.
Yeah. And do yourself a favor. Watch the video listen to the song. Watch the video on YouTube. You'll be like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
I really think that she was just trying to channel Cassie from Star, and hopefully it was going to bring that back. Like, if she would have did the Cassie character on the music video, Power would have, you know, done a little bit better.
Oh, no.
Because I love it. I mean, when I tell you I'm a ride or die Brandy fan, I love Brandy. Oh my God, she's like even though I love Anita Baker, she's my Anita Baker of that period.
That's right.
Wow. Oh,
no, I mean, Full Moon was my shit back in the day. I gotta admit, Full Moon was it for me, but yeah, I don't know.
Like her time period, that period, even now, she has a particular, you know, styling in her voice that sort of, she's like a Patti LaBelle, where when you hear Patti LaBelle sing, you know that's Patti LaBelle singing. When you hear Brandy sing, you know Brandy is singing. You can't mistake her for nobody, you know, like an Ariana Grande, you don't know who you're going to get. You may get Ariana, you may get a little Mariah Carey, and you don't know who you're getting, but it sounds like somebody you heard already. We love Ariana Grande, but, you know, there's only so many people who sound like, that have a sound that's so distinct, like an Aaron Neville. Like, you know, the moment he opened his mouth, you know he's singing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. These last, what, two or three offerings that she's given us, like, I forget that one little song where she's doing all these riffs and runs throughout the whole song, and I'm like, you're doing too much. No, and now the music, it ain't working for me.
You know, like he's
so always, I don't know if she's trying to reinvent herself or what she's doing, but I don't do
baby,
it.
She can't, baby mama.
I think that she needs to go have a seat with Toni Braxton and have Toni Braxton saying, you know what, baby, stick to what you know, because Toni Braxton had to go back in her phone. You know, there was once upon a time, Toni Braxton was like, I'm going to retire from singing. You know, after her last cut didn't cut. And she, you know, she got back with Babyface and put that duet out, and she got back to her roots and saw herself right back on the charts again. And then she put out Sex and Cigarettes and killed the game. And then she put Do It back out.
Happy winner.
And she told you exactly who the hell she is, Toni D. Braxton, when she came out with Do It. And then now she got that remix with Missy Elliott. She knows exactly where her pocket's at.
Yep.
So
these are all new jams.
She'll tell you where your pocket at, baby. Go do them Shake Lucia parties.
Armand, what you say about that?
I don't know anything about these bops, but I am eager to find out. I do love me some Toni Braxton.
Toni got some good music out right now.
She sure does.
Like, and the thing is that not only was she giving up on music, she was giving up on life. She was just going to let Lupus go ahead and take her body. But she said her and Babyface had a brother-sister conversation that changed her life. She didn't. I mean, you know, it's different when you realize that somebody is your producer or whatever, and you consider yourselves friends or whatever. But when you consider yourself family, he went to her like a brother and said, I see depression is sitting in. And I see you need to do blah, 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 blah. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to do just like Marvin Gaye did to Tammy Terrell. We're going to do some duets. We're going to bring some real good music back. And that just lit the bug for her. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to sing. And, you know, Sex and Cigarettes was next. I didn't like the title because I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing, Toni? But, baby, that music.
You cut it on. It's on time.
Yep. Grammy Award winning.
Yep, all day
and this song with Missy just might do it. Really? And the funny thing is, Missy keeps on putting her out. She keeps on pushing her album back because she keeps on doing all these great duets with everybody. It was Janet, now it's Toni. She got something coming out with Pharrell. I mean, it's like she keeps on pushing her project back to release these singles and stuff. And it's like, dude, okay, Missy, we ready for your stuff to come out.
You know, Home Chick got her album coming out soon too. Miss Janet Jackson.
Now I'm mad. What was wrong with Sex and Cigarettes?
Nothing. Just the title was different.
But it's common. Some folks, after they have sex, they have to have a cigarette.
I can't have that.
I know, but it was okay. For me personally, with Toni Braxton, it was like we knew her to be the sultry diva or what have you. We didn't know her to be the sex kitten that she portrayed for Sex and Cigarettes.
Excuse
the
me.
Videos,
Excuse
the
me.
whole persona, whatever.
Yes,
we weren't looking at mom's panties. Come on, think about it. We were looking at some illusions of them. Everything, but we weren't looking at panties and fishnet.
Wait. Everything she has worn on stage has been sexually seductive.
Seductive. Key word. Seductive. Not seen.
Honey, it might as well.
Sex and cigarettes. Mama was damn near naked with nipples showing in video and all that like that. And I was like, wait a minute, you suggest sex.
Look,
now you're giving us all. Now I need a cigarette.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, she was almost Kelly Rowland. Almost Kelly Rowland.
Oh my.
Because if you
and see, that's not a good thing.
If you saw Kelly Rowland's coffee music video, yes. That was done right.
That was a hot video too, by the way.
That was a beautiful video. She did that right. The lyrics.
I actually did enjoy Coffee. I gave her kudos for that one. Kelly Rowland did do Coffee. I was very impressed with that video. Very impressed.
The lyrics was right. So well done too.
I thought it was amazing.
Baby Morningwood does the body good.
Woo!
You can call it in the pink. That's what I'm talking about.
So the Wood album is Love, Marriage, and Divorce.
You don't have that one by Tony?
Don't, man. I got off of Tony.
You better get back on that Tony.
Oh, no. We ain't never left Tony.
Never left
Tony. I mean, I never left her either, but I just didn't check for it no more.
I'm always checking for Tony B. Braxton.
Start with that duet project and just go on to the other two.
Exactly. That's all you gotta do.
And they're all Grammy Award winning projects, by the way. So therefore,
she gave you all
you can't go wrong.
She wanted to hear from Tony Braxton. She really did. She gave you exactly how she knows how to give it to you. And it just gets that pocket.
Because the one she did before the duet, what was that, Gemini or something like that?
Yeah.
Yo, that was horrible.
Yeah.
I think only like two tracks on that whole CD.
Yeah. Like I'm the next person I'm checking for is Kelly Rowland, because Kelly Rowland got that kind of, like, her last album had a groove to it too. Like, she really had a pocket that she set in that worked for her.
And my song on that good CD on Sex and Cigarettes, As Long As I Live.
Yes.
Baby.
The single.
Long As I Live. Ha! She can sing that over and over and over and over and over again, because it just gets all down in my soul. She found my soul when she sang that bad boy.
Yeah. Woo. But that's a good little tune.
Then when you went on over there, the second song off of there is that good old Deadwood. I love me some Deadwood.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love me some Deadwood.
Now, you know what the bad part is, though? That Tony's not the only one who got some good hot tracks in her family, because Tracy Braxton, she has put out two albums.
Come on.
Hot. I'm talking about hot.
Hot. It is not Tamar, people. It is not Tamar.
Tracy
can sing her tail off, and her albums are
hot. Together from Baltimore?
Did you not see?
From Baltimore.
On Earth. On Earth. That CD. Oh my God.
Baby.
Oh my God. Passion was good. Crash and Burn was okay. It has some good beats to it. But On Earth, that CD?
Child.
You can run that whole entire thing straight through. It's so good.
The duet she did with Raheem Devine.
Yeah.
Yes, baby. Yes, gave me.
That was a good duet. And I don't know why I didn't get nominated for a Grammy. I don't know why they all, the recording industry always overlooks
her.
Yeah, they overlooked her for that one,
because racism, that's why.
Because,
hell,
Tracy Braxton is not a mainstream packageable person, or the way they think they should be a packaged person, because I believe that Tracy Braxton is a packageable person. Like, Tracy Braxton, if you want to know how to package yourself and brand yourself and get yourself in a way that nobody else can get you, call me, because I know exactly how to hook you up. Like, you got vocals and visuals that and ideas that I can bring for days to make her look like that woman. I'm telling you, On Earth was my lifeline. Broken Things, oh my God, just put me in a different headspace. When you can take me into a different headspace, and I can start painting colors and pictures with my mind just on your vocals, you got me.
We slept on her. We really,
because I didn't.
But the way it goes is, it goes Tony, Tracy, Trina, then Tamar. Because
Tawanda.
Tawanda didn't put out an album.
Oh, that's right. Tawanda didn't put out an album.
Trina has a good rock album. She knew her lane. She stayed in the lane that she was. She didn't try to do an R&B. She did rock.
And never heard it.
Never heard it, though.
Really?
Yeah,
I need to go check it out, because I like her vocals.
So I'm like, Tamar, I'm so over you. And I'm still, people, y'all can be in my inbox. I don't care what you say. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out why Tamar got a hair show.
Watch them Tamartians. Wait a minute now. Hold on.
She wear more weaves and wigs and everything than the law allows. So how are you on a hair show trying to tell somebody about hair and you don't have no natural shit?
Because she's had to deal with putting on fake hair.
Like, you don't put it on. You sit there and let somebody else do it. So you can't tell nobody, because half the time your shit look jacked up.
I'm telling you, like, she just slept on all her good. I mean, man, and she put out one really, really good album, and that was it. Like,
the Love and War?
Love and War was like that's like, if she could have just took that and built off of it, I mean, because the thing is, you can tell when it starts slipping. When she started making music videos, I was like, okay, she's slipping. Like, Hot Sugar, I'm like, what in pop, pop, chop, pop, 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 and oh no.
I mean, vocally, I think she's okay, but Mama just scares me when she sings live. She looks like she's in pain or something's going on.
She goes overly dramatic and whatnot, and she don't have to. She has that kind of voice, but that voice is fucking and sore across the
sea. I said, girl, what in the hell?
Okay.
My God.
It's because, yes. I mean, she tries, baby. She does.
I'm done. So, y'all, listen, I wanted to put this in honorable mentions. So I thought it would be a good place. Y'all at home, mm-hmm. Portia Williams got arrested in a Breonna Taylor protest in Louisville. And I thought that would be a good place for an honorable mention, because most of y'all that don't, if you don't know who Portia Williams is, she's from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And everybody always says that, why is she on the show? She don't never do anything. Well, we know that her background, her grandfather was Hosea Williams, who was an activist. And y'all always will remember her for that crazy scene where they were down there and she said, so where is the actual railroad at?
I thought it was underground.
It will never, ever be forgotten about Portia Williams is about this damn railroad.
Baby. Don't know what we're talking about? YouTube it, kids.
YouTube it, baby. Priceless. It is priceless. It will never, ever be forgotten. It was a moment that was just, I'm still stuck. But she is showing true her family traits now, because she was out here protesting, and whether y'all want to just not admit it, we still, Breonna Taylor's police officers are still walking away free. So Portia is bringing light to that, because the other celebrities, you may be tweeting it once a blue moon, but Portia was out there actually doing something and got herself arrested with all her good hair in her head. That's good.
Her Jane Fonda on. She sure was. She said, I'm going to go ahead and sweat these tracks out, put this in the ponytail, and get my behind out here and stand for something. I'm going to be more than just black today.
And so.
Come on, Freedom Rider. Come on.
Freedom Rider. So she's showing that her family history and family trait, it will continue to run on. It's not going to stop with her grandfather. It will continue. So y'all may call her silly. Y'all may call her all of these other things, but she doing what we need to be out there doing as celebrities. The rest of y'all don't want to get arrested until y'all are thugs, so you it make you bad. No, go out there and protest and get arrested like that. Do the right thing.
So yeah.
And I mean, it's about time somebody used their platform for good, you know?
For good.
Because, not for nothing, y'all heard me kind of do that little swipe shade over there. It was like, not for nothing, NPI, the biggest vocalist about everything and everything and everything, and where is he in all this stuff?
Well, you know, podcast.
He can't arrest it no more.
Did on he march his damn podcast.
Did he march, though?
He's on his podcast. He done started a podcast, so now we're competing with his ass, too.
Why he got a podcast, though? Like,
Because he likes saying big words wrongly.
Like, can you, like...
I said it the way I said it on purpose.
Right. Wrongly.
Wrongly.
Oh, I'm on the floor. I'm on.
Oh, my God.
But right about now, he hiding because of all the stuff with his daughter and the gynecologist, which was ridiculous. But
which was a hot mess.
He hope everybody forgot that part. No, we didn't.
Nah, child, we ain't forgot that one.
Oh, they ain't forget shit. That's why he's so quiet right now. Remember, he was all, oh, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that. And now he's like, mm-mm.
Daughter's life matter.
Ass down. Then Women Rights Group came down on him for privacy acts like it was a thing to fucking do. We don't care if it is your daughter. Some things a man don't do with a woman.
Exactly. That's what she got a mother for.
Right.
And everybody looking at Tiny like, well, why didn't you go with her or whatever? Well, her father wanted to go with her. Regardless of what her father wants, you're her mother. And that's an embarrassing situation.
Girl. Right. And, how, and for you not to know better? Come on, Tiny. Like, how
and just like some doctor said that, you know, the hymen could be intact and she's already had sex. And also you could break your hymen riding a horse or a bike.
I broke my hymen several times.
Ma'am, last time we checked, males don't have one.
I know,
he
but
broke
I
it already.
Something that motherfucker.
You broke it. He been fucking so much, he done made one and broke
it. I'm fucking, I done broke
it. Gotta go ahead, Fernando.
He done broke it already. Huh?
Look, Fernando's actually says, hi, man.
Man. There it is. M-A-N.
What it says, baby. That's a hot mess. Kudos, Portia. Oh, shit. I dropped the iPad, y'all.
All right, the people at home can't see that you're having technical difficulties with devices falling.
It went down, baby. It went down.
Baby, that thing plunged.
That happened earlier when I was doing my YouTube video. I dropped my damn very, very hibiscus red on my damn beige carpet in the middle of my YouTube video. But shit, I had to keep going because I was like 7 minutes in. So I was like, oh, shit.
You better get that baking soda.
Child, I got to scraping and scrubbing. So it's gone. Bless the Lord. But and I got my YouTube video done and up. Thank you, Jesus. So that was a good thing.
I'm telling you, I can't wait for us to have our OnlyFans up soon.
Hey,
and so we can start doing videos and stuff because the stuff that goes on videos, y'all.
Clean. They brought some cameras in here.
Like, oh my!
This is some good pay per view. I'm telling you.
Oh Lord, help us today, child. I can't with y'all. So kudos to Portia, baby. Keep doing what you're doing, Portia.
Yeah, bring them other housewives on to help you.
Honey, bring back Phaedra. Real Housewives of Atlanta, bravo. Bring back Phaedra and get rid of Candy's boring ass.
Phaedra's too busy burying the dead. That's where she's at. She is, they making money right now in the mortuary business.
Money. Her and, what is his name? Watkins, Harvey? Harry
something
Watkins?
Like that.
Something like that.
She got a good looking new man, though, don't she?
From the half and half?
She do.
They're on whatchamabob right now. What's the show where they relationship something?
Boot camp.
The boot camp? Oh, the marriage boot camp. Yeah.
Marriage boot. They're on there right now. So and Facebook going to damn.
I can't with that, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. But
I don't watch that either. And
I
so
the other I don't either. I just see the commercials and see who's on.
The other person that I threw in honorable mentions is Tyra Banks, y'all. We ain't seen her in forever and a day.
Hey, Tyra. Oh, my God.
In front of the camera, you mean?
In front of the camera. And she is stepping back in front of the camera, y'all. She is going to be the new host of Dancing with the Stars. And she is also an executive producer of the show. So she is continually to get her coins, honey. She is teaching y'all how to make it in this industry. She is showing you how to do it. Now y'all follow her steps. Follow her steps and get y'all money on and get y'all coins on and get that executive producership behind your name.
Yeah, she showed you her black life, madam.
While y'all say it can't happen and everybody ain't making no way, she sure making the damn way. So what's the problem?
Yes, the hell it is.
Because they showed their butt. They did a whole switch real quick, didn't they?
A whole switch.
A whole age and color difference.
When I saw it, I was like, Tyra Banks?
Okay. I know.
Stars? That's really. Then I said, well, go on, bitch, get your money.
Get your damn money.
I ain't mad at you. I thought about it for a second because I was like, I don't know if she would be a good pick. Shit, get your goddamn money. I ain't mad at you.
Yes, she would. She's entertaining. But the thing is that they wanted her to be on the show like 4 or 5 years ago and she turned it down. And then they wanted her to host America's Got Talent. She turned that down. Now you know why. Her ass wanted to be the executive producer. And they get double the money for hosting and being the producer. Right. I'm not mad at you, T. Make your coin.
Make your entire coin, baby. I love it. Toss that hair. And I can't wait to see what the new Tyra body look like.
Right, because you know it's happening. Don't let Celebrity Watch Party fool you.
Because she sure did say she gained some weight in the corona, and she's very okay with it. I'm like, okay, I can't. Because Tyra Banks
is going to be sick of. But wait, isn't her modeling show coming back too for another season or something? I thought I heard that it was.
Next Top Model.
But I thought she wasn't going to be on it.
Yes, she is.
No, she is. Supposedly she is.
He is. That's why they brought her back, because she agreed to go back.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't doing too hot when there wasn't. They got really far and away from the old school American.
Right, that's what I heard.
And it got real gimmicky, and people stop falling off. No, she used to go back to the old school, like, you know.
Tyra Banks is returning for the 19th cycle of the now revamped modeling competition. So yeah, she is coming back.
Oh yeah,
thought I heard that. And she's got some shit coming out with Nick Cannon too.
Oops.
For Fox.
Oops.
Tyra about to show y'all how it's done. Because that is one thing, you know, even the cancer culture can't really come for her. You can call her a lot of stuff, but home chick has always been inclusive every which way you can turn. And she ain't never been, like, she may be she have ditzy moments and whatnot, so do a lot of people, especially me. You know, that's why I feel akin to her, because I'm like a bubbly idiot sometimes.
Dumb question of the day.
What's the dumb question?
So, how many of them models are actually models now? That one.
Actually,
Eva's a model, right? Or a mom?
A who?
She's a model or a mom?
No.
The mom.
No. There are some really. I ain't trying to throw no shade.
I'm just asking, did anybody make it as a supermodel? Because I remember that girl, Yaya something. She was really pretty. But is anybody really making it now?
Didn't the model Vitiligo come to America's Next Top Model?
Because there's one of the models who actually made is on a long term feature role on the NBC show Chicago Med.
And I know what you're talking about. She was on Top Model. Okay, yeah,
she's on America's Next Top Model, and she has been model. She was modeling and doing. And doing that show. So she's one of the ones that I know, and a model of color too at that, that has a good featuring role on a hit TV show. And it's been that TV show has been going on for quite a while now. And really, she's really good at it.
So, I mean, for Top Model, what do they win? Do they win a contract for a year?
Yeah, modeling contract money and-
I know money.
Yeah, and a sponsored gig.
And a club sandwich.
Go to your
right. And a few appearances.
I think the next cycle is going to be very different. It's going to be, you know, transgender people, more people of color, curvier people in there. You know, plus size modeling, especially. And the funny part is, like, Tyra Banks, oddly enough, kind of fits all the dumb things because she started off as a really small model, but she never was a small model in her class because she's always been thickums according to, you know, the modeling standards. She's always been a little too big for the industry. And she's always kind of, as she got older, battled weight in some sort or another because she, you know, she naturally does get very thick. If you ever seen Tyra Banks throughout the years, like modeling and stuff like that, she's had some very
She's been up and down, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like if you've seen her on Victoria's Secret fashion shows, she's gone from, you know, being, you know, bring Naomi Campbell to Megan Thee Stallion. She's had moments where that brassiere has held on for dear life on a runway.
But in hell.
Saw her in it.
I thought there was a scandal about the guy Jay Manuel who was on there.
Yes,
but I can't remember. I think him and Tyra fell out.
Well, Tyra's an executive, and you're not.
Which is low key why she didn't do one of them seasons.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Allegedly.
But again, Tyra Banks is the Oprah Winfrey to the modeling industry. When it was like Tyra played a smart long game, and
well, you think she's the Oprah Winfrey?
Huh?
We wouldn't call Naomi Campbell the Oprah Winfrey.
No. Tyra Banks owns a cosmetic line. Tyra Banks owns.
I mean, you got to have a business persona to be considered an Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Tyra Banks has
I don't know nothing about Naomi Campbell. I was just, look, don't be jumping down my throat. I don't know what that old psycho woman do. I know she's staying in the news for throwing shit at people. She's throwing phones.
Tyra Banks is a corporation.
Okay.
Naomi Campbell is still a contractor.
Oop, I hate you.
I love her, you go but she ain't doing no mobile work. She ain't doing that kind of work. She's still throwing cell phones at people and wearing full hazmat suits in the airport while Tyra Banks is getting more bags than Target, bitch.
I hate you. Go to the corner. Okay. So kudos to Tyra. Kudos to Portia. Because, honey, that right there. So, y'all, let's move on into hot topics on the... And it's a lot going on in the world.
A lot going on this damn
world. Y'all know we still are in the midst of a pandemic. We are in the midst of coronavirus. Coronavirus is still
here. I'm so tired of it.
Coronavirus.
I'm so tired of coronavirus, y'all.
And I'm telling you, every time I think we're done with it and it's going to go away, it ups its rears its ugly head and gets worse. So, I'm confused right now as to how the situation is just getting so bad that the governor of Georgia has now decided to sue Mayor Keisha Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, which we all know mother very well, and we know that she currently has the coronavirus. She is suffering with COVID-19. So when you're suffering with something, you know that it's real. So what she decided to do was make it mandatory that everybody in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, wear a mask. But that didn't sit well with the governor, Mr. Brian Kemp. So he decided that not only was he going to ban her mandate in the midst of this situation that we're in and the current climate with Black Lives Matter and everything, he decided that he's going to sue a Black woman who is the mayor of a predominantly Black city. Fellas, what y'all got to say?
We tired. just like that rapper's little daughter said, we motherfucking tired. We are tired of people being stuck on stupid, following Tangerine Idi Amin for what reason? Who knows? I mean, come on, Georgia. When Alabama can be ahead of things and Georgia can't get it right, what's going on? Like, really? Like, really, somebody, Gail or Oprah or somebody need to, Yala, go talk to Brian. Somebody need to spend some time with him and understand what Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel is doing. Somebody go talk to him.
Did you call him Cletus the Slack?
Cletus. You heard that name.
Slack-Jawed Yokel. That's fresh out the Simpsons, for those who know.
Am I understanding that his kids have the virus as well?
I don't know.
And what the other key thing is that people didn't pay attention to, this fool, because that's what he is, a fool, this fool said, we're going to ban this, but I strongly suggest you wear a mask.
And be out there wearing a mask himself. Like what the hypocrisy, the mixed, like, clearly communications is not his strong suit. But you know what? Let's not forget, this was the same man in the height, not even in the height, because this is the height at this point. At the onset of this, this is the same man who got the CDC in his state boundaries. The same man who, with all that information right out his back door, not know that folks who are not showing symptoms, aka asymptomatic folks, spread this virus just as much as somebody who is going through the throes of it. This is the same man. Also, let's not forget that this is the same man that stole an election from
that part. From
a very well qualified Ivy League educated
Stacey Abrams,
who should be the governor of the state of Georgia,
who should be,
and I hope all those red counties that submitted a vote for Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel understand now why you don't just slap an elitist label on Democratic candidates. You actually should vet them and understand that they really got your best interest at heart.
Really, Cletus doesn't.
Because Cletus is going to show up in your face with a mask on and then tell you he suggests you wear one, but won't do anything to mandate it. We tired. We're tired of it. We're tired of giving false, felonious opinions airtime. We're tired of it. There are people that work in these spaces that are subject matter experts that actually have put in the time to give their educated, well thought out, and proven opinions. Better yet, facts. They're out there. And those are the opinions that we need. We don't even need to hear mine, because I don't study these things. So when I need a good answer to something that I don't study, I'm looking for subject matter experts, not people who only want to give editorial thoughts.
Okay. Our vice president said his wife is the most expert person on COVID-19, and she has no training, so no experience. So we want your opinion, because if she's the most expert, you got more education than she got, because she ain't got none.
Evangelist Pence.
We also don't want to hear from Mike Pence. You were the governor of Indiana that oversaw a spike in HIV/AIDS. Like, come on, bro. We're good. We don't need anything from you.
Nothing.
I don't get it. I mean, I guess you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, what is it gonna take? I mean, you're gonna say, "Oh, we're gonna ban it," but we suggest you have. What was it? We really suggest you wear a mask.
Yeah,
we strongly. Yeah,
we strongly suggest. And then, okay. So is he going to sue her using his own money, or is he using the money of the state?
I don't know. He's using taxpayers' money.
No. No, he's not.
Yeah. And now she's also not the only one. So she tweeted, she's not the only one. The mayor of Savannah, Van Johnson wrote on Twitter Wednesday, it is officially official. Governor Kemp does not give a damn about us. When your mayors are saying this, and you're the governor, you're not listening to the people who are in the trenches more than you are, because as the governor, you're not in the trenches. You breathe in and breathe your little dumb ass out, but you listen to Idi Amin in the White House, who got you confused, and I just don't understand. There's also the mayor of Dunwoody, whose city council approved a mask mandate that was set to start Thursday, said small businesses had asked the city to require masks because employees worried about being exposed. The city sits in one of the top five counties in Georgia with the highest number of confirmed cases. So now the small business people are telling you that they're worried about their employees, but you still say, we're not gonna make this.
But see, here's the kicker, Chris. Hmm. Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel, claims yes. that his lawsuit is on the behalf of business owners and workers who are trying to get back to putting food on their table. Meanwhile, workers and business owners are asking for a mask mandate so that they can protect themselves.
So they don't get the damn virus.
It is literally a shit show down there. My heart really breaks for, you know, my friends and family that are still in the state of Georgia. I'm at this moment, I cannot find words because it's just unfathomable what is going on down there. It's ridiculous.
It is. And your boy from Alabama, he spoke in, he weighed in on it too. Governor K. Ivey, he said, I still believe that this is going to be a difficult order to enforce, and I always prefer personal responsibility over a government mandate. Yet, I also know with all my heart that the numbers and the data the past few weeks are definitely trending in the wrong direction. So people put them goddamn masks on. And let me tell y'all, so y'all forget, some years ago in California, we recalled a governor, and his name was Gray Davis. Mm-hmm. Y'all can do that in Georgia. We did it here. All you got to do is start a petition and get that fool out of office. Recall his ass and put Stacey in her rightful position, because that's where she's supposed to be.
But, so, you know, there's too much of the Bible sitting in the South for them to get beyond themselves to understand that no, Jesus is not going to heal you from the coronavirus. No amount of prayer, no many Bibles, no much holy water, oil, anointing, whatever war power Jesus, whatever institution you subscribe to, Comcast channeled, or whatever you've got on bootleg, like, that's not going to help you with the coronavirus. Like
coronavirus,
Creflo can't help you.
Like,
Eddie Long can't help you.
Like,
can't help you.
Eddie Long is dead.
Is he? Oops.
Yeah, Mama left us.
Maybe he had early signs of corona.
Now, if he helped you from the grave, we really in trouble.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it just come a point of time where, you know, you have to put your ideals aside and or put something beyond yourself as part of your, if you're part of the Bible Belt and you believe in this kind of organized religion, you will understand that there are things that's bigger than yourself and you believe in a higher power. And this is a bit that this pandemic calls a higher power. That higher power is scientists. You know, those are people, I was like, if you believe in a God, God puts people here for a specific reason in the season. That's why he put scientists and doctors here for a reason in that season. You are not a doctor. You're not a disease specialist. You're none of those things. You are a person that can get the disease and die. And also all you have to do is put a damn mask on. I know it's going to ruin your makeup, and you got that cheap makeup that just rub off on anything. I know it's hot out there, and that mask don't make it any easier. Your makeup will be running. and your face gonna be all smashed and you can't suck dick right with a mask on.
Oh.
I know it's a burden out there that you can't drink beer and put a mask on. I know it's a big burden for you. It's hot out there in 100-something degree weather. I understand, baby. I've been there, lived there for almost 2 decades. However, if you want to keep complaining about that weather and those things and people and places, then you need to be around and living to be doing such. So the basic thing that you can be doing is putting a mask on. Like, you can still do things in this world, just do it with precaution. Part of those precautions is understanding what you can and cannot do at this time. And I'm like, and playing politics with your life is not a gamble you should be weighing yourself with. These are common sense things I'm saying to you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Like, these are not things that I had to go to a school, institution, or any kind of school of thought to do. This is just common sense. I'm not a scientist. I am not a doctor, and I have no specialty in disease control. The only disease I know of is the ones that I know you get a shot in the PF for every other moment that I've done too much.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Yeah. Like, the good part about that is that I know where the damn doctor's at. I know when to get tested. I know the precautions to take when they need to be taken. That's part of how I keep existing in this world, is that people know more than, there's people out there that knows more than me. And their job is not to play politics with my damn life. So this particular politician should not be at a job that he's putting people at risk, because if you were at your job and you put somebody at risk, wouldn't you lose your job?
Well, we're going to tell them how to do a recall. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start a petition. On this end, we don't need no goddamn GoFundMe. We just need a petition on petition.org to recall Governor Brian Kemp and get his little bitch ass out of office. Die. Because if y'all don't get him out, you're going to die. That's the only option. You're going to be casket pretty in the casket that you went and bought them Gucci shoes and them Versace and all that shit y'all was standing in line for while I was in Atlanta. To go nowhere. You're going to be inside the goddamn casket with it.
It wasn't just them. They got some
beautiful corpse.
They got some pinned over there.
Yes, Lamont. Beautiful corpse.
Mac going to be beautiful on your face. They're going to mac
you hear me?
The hell out of
you. No sweating.
They're going to beat your face for the gods. I tell you that much. They sure
baby,
will.
Do you hear me?
You know who it's going to be? It's going to be the most fabulous gay man ever. And you're going to be mad in your death that some gay man done beat your face for Jesus.
Well, and
his nasty ass is still alive and your ass is casket shot.
So y'all don't want it.
That's coming for your ass, Jesus.
If you don't want to live, y'all keep doing that. But let me tell y'all, the world is moving on. So if you don't want to move on with us, then we'll see you in your casket and pray they got somewhere to bury your ass. But y'all check
go ahead and have a corona party. Okay.
2021 has not arrived yet. We are already canceling shit in 2020. I mean, in 2021. Excuse me.
Corona is canceling your ass.
The Rose Parade has officially been canceled for January of 2021, which is
ridiculous.
It is the fourth time.
This
parade in 132 years.
Yeah.
Since its inception in 1891, which occurs on January 1st or New Year's every day, whichever way it rolls for the year. And this is in Pasadena, California. But because of Corona, we are unsure of what the direction is going to be in January, because we are six months into said year already, and it has already been hell, and we can't take this back. So let's just call it a wrap, and let's just jump on to 2021, and let's see if we can have a better year, because I don't think it's going to happen.
No, and they're talking about they're still going to have the game. I said, I don't think so.
Let me tell you what I'm doing in this coronavirus, y'all. Like, I'm experimenting with my body because this is a good time to do such. Because remember I told y'all I got all kind of lopsided when I got real lean and fit and whatnot. And you know, I still got, I was lean and fit inside of us. It's out of a southern body. Southern bodies ain't lean and fit and skinny and shit. And so I've been taking this time to like feel myself out a little bit. So I put a little thickums in the back again. I'm eating a little bit more biscuits. I put some, you know, extra chicken thighs in my thighs.
Come on.
And what I've been doing, I've been working on my squats and my leg toning. So I've been toning.
Come on, snicker.
And so I gained like about five to eight pounds. And I've been doing is toning my stomach up so I can get my stomach nice and small and tight like I want it. And then just leave the legs nice and thick and juicy and, you know, buoyant. And, you know, when I walk and dance with me. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about when your booty got the African drum moving.
You know what? That reminds me, Fernando. I was meaning to ask you. So, has Equinox stopped all your payments?
Yep.
For the gym?
It better.
Frozen.
Okay. It better.
I thought about that the other day because I said, you know, me and Chris went crazy when you told us you was paying like almost $300 to go to the gym. We exactly. said, what the fuck?
We've been
on freeze for a very long time, and I'm very, very unhappy about it.
Wonderful.
But I still having a hard time about how much
they're not going bankrupt anytime soon, but I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what kind of mafia money they got, because I'm like, that's some big-ass gyms to be, you know, be closed for that long. And not to mention, they got hotels now.
Well, hell, the majority of y'all was using it as a hookup, so you just got to go to another format now. You just got to use another goddamn.
I was trying to get myself in shape because I'm like, this kind of money, bitch, I need to get some kind of look out this.
Kyle,
money.
If you got to pay $300 to hook up, something wrong.
Right. Like, if you got to pay $300 to get some.
So where are we in? We're in month four, so that should be a good $1,000. Oh, well, almost four. Should be a good $1,000 that you could take and get those dumbbells you were talking about and keep it pushing.
I think I'm going to buy those tomorrow, actually.
So, keep it pushing.
And I'll be calling 24-hour fitness on tomorrow and ask them why the hell they just charged my card and you hoes is not open. So I'm going to need you to put my coins back in my account.
Yeah, real quick.
They're going bankrupt left or right. Let them have that money.
No, I don't need that. I don't care if you're going bankrupt. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
I like the bougie gym. The bougie gym could afford to stay closed for a bit. They were like, okay, stay closed.
I slipped up this week, people at home. I forgot to send the fellas our new out wrapper for this, for us to review for this week. But on our next show, we are going to be reviewing, his name is B-Goat. B.Goat. And so we will be reviewing his music, and we will let you know about it, and his picture will be up, and he's rather handsome. You can find him.
The Goat. All right.
His Instagram. Well,
these kids just give up, don't they, honey? They just say, oh, let me just pick a name out of random.
Just random. His Instagram.
I'm going to be K Vacuum Cleaner.
Hey.
I can't.
The Remote. What the hell? I can't. Oh, my God.
Look, when we gonna do a throwback review of Fly on Red?
Of who?
Fly on Red. Yeah,
me? Exactly.
I came with y'all.
Exactly.
His Instagram name is LastFox87. So
that's too hard to remember.
Wait.
Okay, so his name is B Goat, but his Instagram name is LastFox87.
Yes.
That don't work. You need a brander.
Why wouldn't it be B Goat 87? That don't make no sense.
The first thing
he needs is branding.
I'm gonna message him, but wait a minute. It gets even better, y'all. It gets even better. His email address, oh, wait a minute. No, it's not email address. He has another page, and he's an entrepreneur, and it's Express Fox. Yeah, he needs a little help. He needs a little help. But we're going to review his song for the next show.
He made out vocals. He's using the hashtag
gay rapper. So because that's where we're picking our artist from, we will be reviewing him on the next show. So y'all be ready for that.
These girls from, okay, I see them.
TMZ is reporting, allegedly, that Meg the Stallion was shot by Tory Lanez. But witnesses are not cooperating. So allegedly, Tory opened fire on Megan the Stallion early Sunday morning after arguing with her and a friend. Oh my God. We're told the argument started after the group left a Hollywood Hills party. Y'all know those. Y'all know we go to those. They're wonderful, aren't they? They're just wonderful.
During quarantine. Okay.
During quarantine, Kyle. During quarantine. I can't. Oh Lord. The chauffeur-driven SUV. And at some point, Megan and her friend Kelsey Nicole wanted out of the vehicle. So the sources say that Tory opened fire from inside the vehicle and allegedly hit Meg in the feet twice. TMZ, of course, broke the story, y'all know. LAPD pulled over Tory's ride a short time later. Megan's feet were clearly bleeding on the sidewalk as she followed police instructions to exit the vehicle. Tory was arrested, y'all. Isn't it a scandal? For possession of a concealed weapon. And as for why he hasn't been booked for the alleged shooting, nobody's cooperating. So Meg, the Stallion, let me tell you this. You know, when you get with a man that's abusive, you usually end up dead. Your ass almost went out of here this time. So don't tell me you're getting back with this man because he's already shot you twice.
Man, girl, he's even cute, right? Man, you can't. It's much hotter men that want a chance with you than that.
Now, y'all know these women take any man to say, baby, I think you're cute.
Not every woman. However, in this case, Megan, I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this, but I'm going to hashtag you one day, someday, somehow, about what I'm going to say right here. You are, it's like you're on the rise to be an A-list celebrity, and you messing with D-list men. I'm like,
wait. Is she gonna be an A-list?
Yeah, she is. She's on the rise for being that.
If she can get her personality to match her hits, yeah, she could get there.
Yeah, because she is collabing with a lot of people. She's featuring in a lot of things, and she's getting some of that mainstream recognition.
So she can be on the level because Queen Latifah is A-list. She's the A-list, like Queen Latifah.
People really like Meg. She's got.
Yeah,
that.
Like she can.
I mean, like I said, if she gets herself together, she cleans up her act or whatever. I mean, it's a whole scenario. You can take the girl out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the girl. So I think she's still got that mentality or whatever. But I mean, there's so many things going on with this story till it's fucking ridiculous. One minute the shooting happened at the house where they were, and he jumped in the car supposedly to allegedly take her to the hospital. And then she told the police that she had a piece of glass that she stepped on. That's how her foot was bleeding. And then they started saying that they were chauffeur driven in an SUV, but clearly you can see them take him out on the ground in the video on TMZ, and he already on the ground. Megan gets out, and as she stepping out of the vehicle trying to obey police officers, you see blood stains. Act like she didn't want to even get out the car. I guess that was the best friend. Act like she didn't want to get out of the car, and she's cussing at the police officers while they tell her to get her ass on the ground. I don't get it.
It sounds like a mess, but
I really don't. I mean, it's been one thing after another with this dude. I don't even know who is this dude. This Tory guy. Do we know who he is?
Tory Lanez. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, his body of work is just kind of like meh. You know,
that's it.
He's never hit the level of. I mean, you know, we're talking about Meg's kind of stardom rising. He hadn't hit the level of notoriety that even Megan has. So, you know, I mean, he's been around a bit longer than Megan. But as far as like, if you had a bar chart of their proverbial stars rising, hers is far, far higher than his.
What he rap? What's his song? What's his high song?
I don't listen. He's not in my Serato. He's not in my my streaming library, and won't ever be.
Megan was getting in that place where she's becoming that next step for her was soundtrack music. Like, she's gonna start having music featured in commercials and stuff like that. That's where her music was going. Like, she was on that commercial level, on that mainstream level. Or not say was, is. That's where she's going. Where she's heading. She's just, she needs to shake off some of them D-listers. She ain't no D-list no more. Like, that's not you no more.
This is why these girls think it's all right to be with this man who act the fool, because you see celebrities do it. Child, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. He ain't got no golden dick. Ain't good no way anyway. So I don't know why y'all put up with these sorry ass niggas. They do two pumps and they sleep on y'all.
Allegedly.
And the thing is that we don't know because I don't know what Megan's situation was or what not. So I'm assuming so, but so Megan, there's people rapping for you. You got fans like that. Like, that dude don't have. He got crickets. Like, you got people. You getting them fans. Like, you got people. Like, when you turn on your Facebook Live, you clicking like 5 to 8,000 8,000 people on live watching you. Like, he let him turn his Facebook Live on and see what happens.
So it's gonna be
baby alone there. Don't let this be an eye turner moment for you.
Yeah, I think when her feet heal, because a whole part of her whole persona is the whole twerk thing, So when she gets
Mama, when you get back in a pump, girl.
Right. When she gets back on the men, then she's already put out a statement, where she was saying that she, she hates that it took this for her to value her energy or something to that effect. I think she's going to grow we love Meg, we love her. We love her college girl story. We love her, we love her collaboration with Queen Bee. And if anything, I think Beyonce might ring her line and give her a quick little talk.
Yep.
Little girl conversation.
Maybe Cardi B.
Connection, talk to her, and I think she'll be all right. I'm glad she's gonna be fine, and I hope that she does learn her lesson from this.
Yep,
learn that damn lesson. But see, maybe she should
call. I don't know.
Maybe she should call Jill Scott. The sexy. That shows major cleavage. Ooh, maybe she should call Jill Scott.
And she's got him to show, don't she?
Ooh, that woman.
Great.
Because I'm just stumping.
I'm calling a heterosexual moment for Jill Scott.
Toast.
Two
scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Yes.
Grab my keys, grab my purse.
Grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work.
Cruising all the way down. Third.
Down is it the way?
Oh, is it the way, baby? Is it the way, baby?
You love
me. Yes, baby, it's the way you love me. Baby. Yes, it's the way you love me, daddy. It's the way you love me.
You love me.
Yes, daddy.
Is it the way?
Yes. I can't sing with a damn, but baby, she can
play the way. Play.
Hey. I'm telling you, we had that versus battle, bro. I had my windows open in the South Bay and was belting out them words.
Early in the morning, in the AM hour. Baby, it's the way you love me, early in the AM hours.
4:30, can't wait to get home now, girl. I got something else to do. Go ahead, really, get your groove on. Cause my man's coming through right.
Bye.
We gonna have to connect some other time.
I ain't got time for you hoes.
Oh, Lord.
I got another nasty, freaky process in my mind. Freaky.
Yes.
Right. The lady, Jill Scott.
Love you love me, baby.
What's going on with Jill, Chris? What's going on with Jill?
What's going on with old Jilly?
I am so stuck that our sexual seductress, and y'all saw her in Tyler Perry's movie, and she had them breasts pushed up and was giving you major cleavage, just sexy, and she had the most beautiful face of life, flawless skin, flawless beauty, natural beauty. This is not something that had to be manufactured. It's all natural rap. But obviously, everybody else's eyes don't see what the rest of the world is, because some nobody, and y'all know I jack up names, and I don't give a damn if I jack these up this time. His name is Kyle Carrara. He decided, he is an NFL linebacker. He decided that he wanted to go on and say that he didn't find Jill attractive and he didn't understand what the hoo-hoo was. I'm so confused as to who.
The internet got you, bro.
I don't know who you are. And so his exact words were, people are attracted to Jill Scott? Yes, nigga. Yes. Even gay men are attracted to her, nigga. Gay men.
I was in a heterosexual moment for Jill Scott.
I just turned straight, honey. I became a cis male. Just for Jill Scott, honey.
Maybe.
You dumbass. And so, because he didn't understand, I guess he just doesn't understand who Jill is. They came for that act.
Jill Scott.
I'll sing a whole sonnet.
Go straight Luther.
Because he didn't understand who the she was, who the fuck Jill Scott was, they came for his ass on Twitter. And it came so bad that old silly boy decided that he needed to apologize. Yeah. I'm like,
What?
I'm still stuck. And y'all know we're having technical difficulties this evening. Our signal is acting crazy, but y'all know we on coronavirus at home. So
right, Corona's fucking with the Wi-Fi.
Corona is messing with Rona? The Wi-Fi.
You
I looked at all of them, they was
frozen. You better get you that Orbi. Like I did.
I looked at them and they was all frozen. I was like, did they leave the building or did I leave the building?
you keep leaving the building. We kept saying, why he ducking in here like a
You left the building. We was all sitting here like, okay, well,
right, girl,
shall we keep the show going with
Let me tell you, hoes, this is 18.
Did this bitch have a stroke? What is going on? It's all a sudden.
This is AT&T. So now, y'all, everybody talk about, I'm going to say
Verizon. Get on over here.
Honey, I need Verizon.
I don't have that on AT&T, baby. I got that Google Fiber.
I need Verizon, honey. I need Verizon. She don't shut out on you. So.
Fiber?
Nope, I left them years ago. Never.
So Google Fiber never turns off.
Look, where did I break out at? Where did I stop? Where did y'all lose me at?
He was starting to make his comments to Jill. That's where we stopped at.
Oh shit! That far back?
Yeah. He said, "I always mess up a name. His name is Kyle Karuk."
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Or something. It's Jill.
Okay, so. I stopped it there, so we got to go back because I told the whole goddamn story.
And we ain't heard shit.
No, I still going in voluntary to try to help.
Run it back. That was just the first take. Run it back.
You know you can splice some dice.
Oh, stand by, everyone. We're going to take it again. And here we go.
All right.
So,
action.
Wow, Faruka Maka, whoever, Yakiro, Shikiro, is an NFL linebacker. And obviously he missed the memo that the world loves the fabulous Jill Scott.
Yes.
Know her. Y'all know her. Grammy Award winner. Neo soul seductress. Ooh. Actress. Naturally flawlessly beautiful, not manufactured, real woman. Real woman. Who will sing your underwear off you.
Real woman.
She will stand on the stage and take you to a place.
That is my spirit.
Nice, kind, beautiful soul. The most.
She'll take you to a place where you just can't return. Where you just...
Lyrically.
Lyrically, yes. We know lyrically. But she's going to take you to that place that that person that's in the house with you, they better pray because you may snatch their clothes off of them. Ooh, it may take you right on into that good old bedroom because it's about the way
she's to that.
I'm telling you, my best moments in bed have had Jill Scott on.
Call it.
Honey, she is a baby-making machine.
Oh, my God.
And this fool said... Is Jill Scott attractive?
How you think she made that music, bitch?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
How you think she made track at the hit at the hit at the hit? You and think she made
said,
she made that old wishes she had somebody be attractive?
His no, word she had was, and then so once you know we went after him, Black Twitter, everybody went after him. He came back and he's trying to apologize now after they done read his ass for filth. So then he said, so it's an energy thing. Got it? Got what, bitch?
Energy thing.
Yes. His tweet says, so it's an energy thing. Got it.
Mm.
Then he came back and he said, and by no means is she ugly, but y'all really sexually aroused by her? Huh? You know, we gonna tar and lynch his ass.
Immediately.
Immediately. And this is when cancel culture needs to come on in, and we need to hashtag cancel culture, because Kyle, I don't know where you've been on this planet, baby, but everybody loves Jill Scott.
Everybody.
Nobody has anything bad to say about her. And once again, who the hell are you? I'm gonna have to Google who the hell you play for, because I still don't even know who the hell you are. And oh no, your first thing on your Twitter bio says that you're a Christian.
Oh and my God. How
Christian behave? Is that Is that
a Christian? And so passing judgment. That's a Christian. Is that what you're saying?
Christian. Wow.
Oh, a Christian? A hypocrite? Oh no, you don't say.
Oh no.
You don't say.
So after we drug his ass. He decided that he needed to apologize. And these are his words, or these are his social media press person's words.
Yeah, iOS press.
First and foremost, I would like to apologize to Miss Jill Scott. The topic of your beauty should not have been shared over social media for public discourse. There's truly no excuse or explanations to be made. My comments were distasteful and unbecoming of a Black man to speak negatively of a Black woman under any circumstance. Second, I would like to apologize to all of those who also were offended by my posts. I'm aware of the layers of hurt I peeled back with my words. I had no intention to make people feel less than, but that's simply not good enough. Intention doesn't equate to impact. I am aware of how much more important one's impact is than their intention. Knowing this, I still offended a large number of people, and for that, I am deeply sorry. I will strive to do better, and I will utilize what I will utilize what platform I have to promote positivity and empowerment within our community, particularly for Black women. Ms. Jill Scott just did this so gracefully by taking my foolishness as an opportunity to shed more light on the injustices against Breonna Taylor, and I hope to only follow in her footsteps. Sincerest apologies, Kyle, whatever your goddamn last name is. Because we all know that she could have really taken a dig back at him because her platform is way much bigger than his. Way much bigger. And she really could have taken a dig that could have taken his little punk ass out of here. Because he only has 11,000 followers. 11,000. And she has 1.6 million. 11,000, 1.6. 11,000, 1.6. Y'all do the math.
She could give him 50,000 and still have.
You know what I'm curious about? When somebody like him says, are y'all really sexually attracted? I'm interested to know like what he is sexually attracted to. What really makes him sexually aroused? Show us these women in comparison.
He's attracted to you. That's why he made the statement, because he rolls over and he wants to see a man.
Hey.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with that, because baby, I want to roll over and see. I want to see daddy. I want to roll over and see daddy. Yeah, so that's probably his issue. I don't know.
Well, someone has to comment on someone else's level of attractiveness. May have their own attractiveness that they are questioning themselves, and maybe they should be thinking about how they show up in the world than how somebody else shows up in the world. Just a thought.
I think he should shut down his social media and go hide.
No, it's a teachable moment. I think he needs to learn. I think he's a growing boy, and you know, part of being a man is knowing you're being a boy, and having boy behavior is not acceptable in this day and age. So grow the fuck up and know better.
We'll be all right. We're good.
We'll pass on him.
Thank you.
Seen better.
She looks like she has too much mouth for me.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Kyle.
He got that 50 Cent vibe for me.
And he probably could have gained followers, but I'm sure he probably lost followers after this. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
I'm quite sure.
No, I don't really care, because I never knew who the hell he was in the first place. Not that I follow sports, not that I know him or whatever. But he knows, like, you know better. Like, now you know better, not do the hell better. This is part of, you know, having
boy behavior. Look, y'all. Wait. So on June 10th, his tweet says, comment or DM me any way that I can pray for you tonight. And then you said that about Jill. You make Christians look bad. You are the goddamn problem why people have issues with Christians. You goddamn... I'm done.
We motherfucking...
I'm done.
Right. There's for you. I mean, why even argue stupidity? I mean, shit.
There's for self. Why?
He about to make me go choke his ass. I can't.
With this dick.
he's not even a dude I want to fuck. I want even to fuck me. I don't like, don't just, like, don't even bother. Just can you don't go somewhere else and not in my face? Can you, like, go, like, no, oh, out the door. Bye. Get out of here. Scram. He'd be one of those dudes like, damn, ugh. Even just, your face. Don't get out of here.
So, I don't know. We're going to pray for him. We're going to pray.
He's not my cup of tea. He's definitely not my cup of tea.
We're going to pray for him. Is there any announcements that y'all want to make? Any announcements? That was our last thing for Hot Topics.
No, there's no announcements on the prayer channel, on the prayer, the prayer. If any of the fans out there want to cash out me some cash so I can get my surgery done, that'd be amazing.
Really? That Equinox money should be plenteous. Yes,
not for no $24,000 surgery.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that surgery's expensive. Like, they ain't got no insurance for that. That's a car. That's a full car. And I'm like, I ain't got that kind of credit. I got student loans.
Okay, but I do want to give a shout out. A shout out to Pastor Michael B. Curtis.
Yes.
Ioka Arthur Boyce. And Reverend C.C. Jackson. Because on 2 days ago, what's today? So a couple of days ago, I was on a panel. Y'all, I'm old. Y'all work with me.
I was on a panel,
and the discussion was conversations that matter, LGBTQ and the church. So thank you to all of the people who inboxed me. I got quite a few new friend requests. Actually, I got more than 50. I was kind of shocked.
And look, this from the man who talking about ain't nobody in my inbox.
They ain't in my inbox saying that they want to date me. They just enjoyed.
They
enjoyed my conversation on the panel. That's what they did. They enjoyed my conversation on the panel. So I want to thank all of them. And I can't give a damn for them, though. And so they asked me for my Cash App, and y'all know, I don't do this for that, you know. Just follow the Fellas Point of View podcast, follow my other podcast, follow my YouTube channel, all that good stuff.
Yeah, on that. My Cash App is okay, Mando. Cash App me. Damn it.
If we give it out Cash App, mine is lbblaze4245. Just like my email, lbblaze4245 at Yahoo. Just in case you want to Zelle me or something.
I'm telling you, I'm consistent.
You feel so led.
Armand, do you want to put out yours as well?
I don't have those type of things.
Excuse me?
Hello? Daddy, you don't have that?
Excuse
what about when your boo need when your boo need a little cash?
Oh my.
Huh?
I don't know about those things. You don't do those things. Oh,
Daddy, you're supposed to be able to take care of boo when boo need a little change. Boo,
Cash App would do a lot for you.
Yes, it will, honey. It's instant gratification.
It's like the social media for money.
Yes, that's it what is. I heard. Because everybody puts up their Cash App. I'll be like, oh, Lord. Now, I use Cash App because that's how I pay my barber.
It's like follow me on Cash App.
And that's where we are at. Find me on Cash App. That's what the people are doing.
Cash me on Cash App.
Thank all those who listened. I appreciate each and every one of you. It was amazing that you listened. I thank you for the kind words in my inbox. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I have not done a podcast, but I am recording tomorrow with a pastor and his husband out of St. Peter's, Florida. So the Christopher Terrence Jones Show will be back. I've just been in a slump, y'all. I've been in a slump. So, and I want to make sure that my fellas always stay on point. Because when we come out of coronavirus, y'all going to see these fellas' faces everywhere because they handsome. I got some hands.
I will be speaking Spanish fluently.
Yeah, like I guarantee you, y'all will see a different me if y'all cash at me. I will document the whole entire thing via video.
All donators will be the first in line.
Tell it, Fernando.
I'm telling you, it would change my entire life. That would change my entire life if I was able to get that surgery done.
Y'all, this man don't need y'all money. He live in a beautiful loft in the middle of San Francisco. He don't need y'all.
Luxury.
I can't even afford San Francisco. I live in the suburbs.
And that's why I can't afford my damn surgery or anything. All the work and work.
Well, I was going to do some topics for tonight, but we did y'all know? I think we're going to take those on to the good old next show. And we're going to do a whole discussion on the next show. We won't have no hot topics because maybe y'all sit there and not have no shit going on and we ain't got to talk about it. And we'll do a whole show. And Darren will be...
always be mess.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying.
There is no benefit, honey. There's no benefit.
Look, there's no benefit. There's just doubt.
It's just doubt.
Allegedly.
So, Fernando, what time is your friend coming by?
What friend?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't be coy.
Right, don't be coy.
Nobody's coming over. No. I'm going to take a shower. And prepare. Not doing any of that. I am going straight to bed. I am going to turn my humidifier on.
Did you have an early morning session? Okay, I got it.
No, because I got a full day tomorrow. I have deadlines for work. Like, yeah, you think this apartment pays for itself? Like, this doesn't pay for itself. No, I got to get up at like good old 6 o'clock in the morning because I have deadlines because half the staff decide they want to work from home in a different country. So I have to get up on their time. And so I, you know, and do some work because, you know, bills don't pay themselves.
We need to take the fellas' point of view on the road and do a couple months in Barbados. They allow folks to stay there longer than they visit them.
Our coronavirus shows will be live from Barbados.
From Barbados, baby.
I wish.
Well, yeah, I was going to sneak away.
We can each get us a Bayesian boy to sit on our laps while we do the show.
Oh, I'm all down for that. I thought I was going to sneak away to LA this week, but Samsung called my name.
What'd you buy?
Oh, I bought a 55-inch for my room.
Oh, yay. Well, congratulations.
Amazing. And
she's pretty. She's real pretty. And she's dynamic. She's the QLED TV, high definition. It looks like you can just step inside.
There it is. Liquid crystal display.
Yes, with the crystal display. It's amazing. So I can see the tennis ball when it's actually on the other side of the tennis court. When it drops, when it's on TV, I'm watching tennis. And instead of me calling the shit out like I used to, it's really in. I can see it now.
Right.
I have a nice 65-inch that I got on sale, and it's QLED or whatever. I think it's liquid cubic zirconium.
All right.
We're done. Liquid cubic zirconium. We're finished. This is good night.
Baby, y'all see that. This is what the fellas do. This is what the fellas do.
I'm happy with my 55-inch HD 4K. You're
happy with Jesus alone?
That's the living room. There she is.
I'm happy with Jesus alone.
Don't say it was beautiful.
That's fine.
I don't for me. I don't watch television. I don't have a television in my home.
Lies, you say.
Lies.
I thought that was the thing to say these days.
If you ain't watching TV these days, you crazy.
Right.
Because ain't nothing to do but watch the dog and the kids.
How the hell you going to woo somebody if you ain't got no TV? It's called Netflix and chill.
Baby, if you one of them people who never had a TV in their house and you quarantine, baby,
Something wrong. You better be able to Netflix and chill. Netflix and chill.
Hello?
God is not pleased with you there. Sha-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ah, he is.
Flesh, he's still on the throne. Flesh, nothing but flesh.
Sha-ba-ba-ba.
You see a TV, Armand. You pay in the room, but I didn't see a TV. That's my story for you.
So y'all know what to do. As usual, make sure you share this podcast. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to your goddamn self.
Yeah, share this craziness, please.
Yes.
Share it.
We can't just be crazy among ourselves. We got to share this.
Listen, like, share, subscribe, goddamn.
Yeah, like, share, subscribe, because we love.
Rate us a five.
And stay tuned for OnlyFans. Fernando's going to bring you OnlyFans.
Yes, I would do a special featuring show, solo show on OnlyFans if somebody would cash at me, okay, Nando, so I can get my surgery done. I would pretty appreciate it. I would do an entire OnlyFans feature show.
I cannot.
I sure would. I would not back out of nothing at your request. Yep.
And there you have it. And we are out. Y'all be good. Y'all have a great y'all make sure y'all wear y'all damn masks. Make sure you social distance. Don't go to no goddamn coronavirus party because
please don't.
When you get a Karen run up on you, stop trying to record the shit and just pop her. Just pop her. Hit her. Stop trying to record these goddamn Karens. If you hit them, they'll stop. I promise you. If you just knock them the fuck out, they will stop. I promise you.
Just so tell out. Karen, I'm on top for you today, Karen. Nope. Okay.
We you out.
Letter writer, y'all. But I'm an enforcer.
It used to be by Felicia, now it's by Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen. Bye. And we're out.